Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another serving of Business Soup Talk Radio. If it's in business, it's Business Soup. I'm your host, John Debevoise. When you take a dream and you write it down, it then becomes a goal. A goal that is broken down into steps becomes a plan. And a plan that is backed by action makes your dreams come true. If you're familiar with that quote, then perhaps you have read at least one of the books that our next guest has written. Dr. Greg Reed will join us, the author of Wealth Made Easy, Millionaires and Billionaires That Help You Crack the Code to Getting Rich. Well, Greg is not only an author, an international speaker, and a film producer, he is the founder of Secret Knock, and best of all, he is my friend. Greg, welcome to Business Soup.
Pleasure to be here.
On this quarantine day, what is Greg Reed up to?
Well, like everybody else, I'm scrounging around for some toilet paper, which is going to be worth gold.
Well, it's kind of like one of your books, and one of my favorites is 3 Feet from Gold. How did that story come about? It's a great story, and how does that apply to my audience of small business owners?
Well, it's taken from the first chapter of the Bible of Personal Development, Think and Grow Rich, where a gold miner literally gave up 3 feet away from the largest strike in history. And the moral is, how many times have we or someone we know quit one class short from a degree or sales or marketing or not take advantage of the unprecedented circumstance that we're in right now? And so the whole understanding for myself and my famous friends is where other people see obstacles, we see opportunity.
And of course, in your book about 3 feet from gold, the miner gave up 3 feet from gold. Somebody else picked it up, found out that what direction does gold typically follow?
A gold vein, which is a straight line. And it's so interesting, but sometimes those straight lines are right before our eyes. I'll give you an example. This morning, you know, I woke up and I watched the news like everyone, and it's the doom and gloom. But then my billionaire friends called me and they said, Greg, this is the greatest time to be alive. I've never seen an opportunity like this ever. And then they started talking about some of the next business deals and transactions that they're going to move forward to through the opportunities at hand. So for example, it's called contrarian investing. Right now, the fact of the matter is, you know, airline stocks are the lowest it's been since 9/11. Well, that's horrible, unless, of course, you happen to be liquid with cash and you can buy those stocks for right now, pennies on the dollar, because this too shall pass. And when the whole thing comes out the other side in summer and people start traveling again, those stocks will go through the roof. So the whole idea is to see an opportunity where other people just see the challenge.
Well, if I'm a small business owner, as all of my radio and internet listeners are, what opportunities would you be looking at as a small business owner for them to be keeping their eye on and take advantage of the opportunity?
I cannot tell people what to do. I just talk about from my own experience. So for example, next week we have one of the largest conferences that I do each and every year called Secret Knock. And we had hundreds and hundreds of people flying in from around the world that got canceled. Now, again, some people would cry and say, oh, that was horrible and lost all that income opportunity. But we saw an opportunity and we said, well, tell you what, we'll postpone it till September when the smoke clears. But meantime, let's just give everyone else a sample taste of what it is. And we went and set up a live stream so people can now tap in and see what Secret Knock's all about that might not have everyone to pay for that expense to fly out, you know, being sight unseen. So all of a sudden we went from a small event to now we have over 1,000 people registered from all across the planet that are now going to be able to take a sneak peek behind the curtain and see what we do.
Well, of course, the Secret Knock is just one of many foundations that you stand on. What is Secret Knock?
Well, it's a small little organization that I started almost as a joke. I write the Think and Grow Rich series through the Napoleon Hill Foundation. And having the opportunity to meet with millionaires, billionaires, and business icons, people kept asking, how do I meet your friends? So I invited some in my living room 12 years ago or 13 years ago now. And I said, come in and meet them. And they said, well, how do I know how to get in? I said, just do the secret knock at the front door. And it became a joke. And they went and told their friends and told their friends. And we became the Forbes, Inc. and Entrepreneurs top business event. Entire world for business leaders. And again, you can tune in for free next week on the 25th and 26th. Go to secretknock.co and you can just zoom in right from your home or office.
And how is this presentation being done? Is it in the virtual sense, or is everybody getting together?
We were going to do it at my house and just kind of live stream it. But now, look, everything's been shut down. They don't want people gathering for more than 10 for social distancing. That makes sense. So we just decided to go virtual. So as I saw the, again, writing on the wall, I went down to the local cable company and I got a cable box. I've ever been on, you know, streaming my entire life, but it's all just through the internet. And I went and hardwired a high coaxial cable right to my computer. So we're prepared now that we can stream this to a worldwide audience like never before. And what's really neat is you're going to meet billionaires. I've got one of the founders of Priceline popping on. I've got the inventor of the credit card, Magnetic Strip, who created the validating system, you know, the swipe system.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the most amazing people that are going to be tuning in from around the globe, and you get a chance to meet them for absolutely nothing.
So what you're looking at and what anyone else should be looking at is don't look at a crisis as a crisis, but look at it as an opportunity.
Absolutely. I mean, look, the fact of the matter is crude oil right now is the lowest it's been that I can remember in my lifetime. You know, I'm a half a century years old. And as soon as it gets in the teens, trust me, I'm going to cash in the college trust fund and, you know, go sell to buy some because I know this too shall pass. And when people start traveling for the holidays, I want to be on the upswing when it starts going the other direction.
We're talking with Greg Reed. Greg Reed is a friend of mine and is a master storyteller who will get up on a stage. What are some of the subjects that you cover when you get on a stage that would inspire a small business owner to say, you know what, maybe I should be looking at doing just that?
Well, the biggest thing that holds people back is fear. And I call it their big butt, and not the one they're sitting on. But they say, I'd go do that, but. And it is that but that stops us. And there's a bumper sticker at Disneyland when it was still open that would say, you know, what would you do if you couldn't fail? And the big question is, what would you do if you stopped worrying about what other people thought? And the big funny thing is no one's thinking about you. They're dealing with their own life's crisis and situation. So my biggest takeaway, I guess, so to speak, is to seek counsel and ignore people's opinion.
Well, and the internet has changed the capabilities of businesses to advertise. You can very inexpensively try something different. If it doesn't work, move on to something else, as opposed to the very expensive going out and buying a page in a magazine, which then takes 30, 40, 60 days in order to get a turnaround before you actually get your ad out there. What are some of the things that you've done to promote your business interests and the expressions and reach that Greg Reed has as a result of now you're 50 years into this, into the internet?
I love it. So again, opportunity. So years ago, I started building a social platform. So on Facebook, I've got a fan page with many, many people on there. And my Instagram has 500,000 followers and TikTok and every single thing you can. And by reaching out to them, again, I get to reach a global audience in a different way than we could just 10 years ago. Understand this, the cell phone, the way that we have it today, a smartphone's only been around for 10, 11 years. And right now, an 11-year-old kid in the palm of their hand has access to more information and knowledge than President Bill Clinton did while he was in office. So the whole idea is we have less and less excuses. We have more availability, more reach than ever before.
Well, it's just knowing how to use that information. It's an information overload, but having the wherewithal to cipher through it is another step in of itself.
Okay, well, that goes down to seek counsel and not opinion. Here's the difference. Counsel is based on wisdom, knowledge, mentorship. People have already done it. Opinions based on ignorance, lack of knowledge, and inexperience. If you go to a family friend and say you're going to write a book, they might talk you out of it if they've never written a best-selling book. If you go to Mark Victor Hansen, who wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul, he's going to say, sit down. Before you get started, here's what you need to know and give you a blueprint based on wisdom, knowledge, mentorship. If we would spend our activities only seeking counsel and ignoring opinion, that's the day your life would change.
We're talking with Greg Reed. Greg, you have been published in over 50 books in countless countries and been involved in motion picture production. How does one sit down and write their first book? What was your inspiration? How'd you do it?
Well, I appreciate that question. And just for an update, because I got to get my bio updated, I've been published now in over 100 books, 45 different languages, have an honorary PhD in literature and a star on the Walk of Fame for writing books. And the way it came to be is I work my strengths and I hire my weaknesses. Look, in English, I got a D. I'm dyslexic. I can't spell. I can't write. Play me Words with Friends, you'll win every time. So I realized if I can surround myself with great ghostwriters and copy editors, they could take my gift for gab and translate them in a way that people would want to read. So I work my strength by the power message, and then I hire amazing people to craft them in a way that people would want to read it in book form. And by doing so, created the perfect collaboration, and here we are today.
The gift of gab. Well, I'm not going to, I can run with that one, but I won't, because it is the opportunity that you saw to surround yourself with experts and then share your wealth through them. And of course, as I do with my surroundings, they make me look good just as they've made you look good. And you've hired your weaknesses and capitalized on your strengths.
Exactly. So for example, my latest book that is out right now, it's called 3 Feet from Gold. It's the re-release. Came out yesterday. After 12 years, they republished it with brand new material. By the way, everyone go get a copy of that book. You'll absolutely love it. But again, my words when I wrote that book were, you know, pretty cool. But then when Sharon Lecter, who co-authored Rich Dad, Poor Dad, came on board, she took my little stuff and made it in a way that people went nuts for. And again, it went crazy. I think 40 some odd languages the first 6 months when it originally came out. So go get 3 Feet from Gold, the revised version. You're going to absolutely adore it.
You were also involved with Wishman, which is the life story of a mutual friend of us. And in it, whatever you seek is also seeking you. Tell us about Wishman.
Yeah, I had an opportunity to interview Frank Shankwitz, founder of the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And at the interview, I asked him, what was your wish? And he said, what do you mean? I said, well, you're the founder of Make-A-Wish. What did you ask for? And he said, no one ever asked me. I says, what? I go, I want to be the guy that grants your wish. What would you like? I'll give it to you. And he says, I just want my story to be told so my grandkids will know I did something. So he signed over his life rights, and I said, I will make it into a major feature film, but just know I've never made a feature film. But he trusted me, and it took 6 years, millions of dollars, but we actually made the final ballad for the Oscars this last year, which obviously we didn't win, but we made the ballad, and we're streaming worldwide on Netflix right now.
And that I've seen on Netflix, plus I was privileged to attend one of the premieres locally in Southern California. Excellent movie. Good job, my friend.
Thank you very much. We did everything to keep you out, but you still snuck in the back door. I don't know how you got in there.
Well, I just used my cowboy hat.
They thought you were Frank. That's it.
Yeah. I was asked if I was related. And I'm going, yes, I'm his father.
That's great.
Greg, I want to thank you for joining us here on this Serving of Business Soup. We could go on forever. We're both rather loquacious, but I know you're a busy man, and I appreciate your time here on Business Soup. This is Greg Reed. Thanks for joining us on Business Soup.
Thank you very much. Fuck does loquacious mean?
This has been another Serving of Business Soup, where business comes for business. I'm John Debevoise, inviting you to visit the website for more servings of what is best in business.
This show has been produced by Market Domination, LLC. To discover how you can have your own show completely done for you and turn it into a real published book and become the authority in your marketplace, go to www.marketdominationllc.com/podcast offer.